Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the CollegeToPro.com Players Platform Show.
This is Chris Carter from the Pittsburgh Steelers, and I was on the Players Platform Show.
Welcome back to another edition of the College to Pro Players Platform Show. I'm your host, Beau Marchand. Appreciate you guys taking some time. And things are really picking up in terms of guys starting to, you know, find their groove on what that next step's going to be. The season's winding down in college. Bowl games, championships are about to start. And for the guys who aren't going to bowl games in that next phase, that means they're starting to find agents. They're starting to find all-star games to get their feet into, to get more exposure. And this is the time where Carlos Rapol really likes to start digging into these prospects, big school and small school. We have a fantastic guest today. He's from Samford. That's down in Alabama. He's a defensive end. He was first team All-SoCon, and he's kind enough to join us today, Nick Williams. Nick, we appreciate you taking some time. How's the day treating you so far?
It's treating me very well, man. Just been trying to stay working out and staying in shape for the combine coming up.
Definitely. And I'm curious, I mean, a fantastic season. I want to hear it from you because I saw the school had you with 6 sacks. And the actual NCAA site, their official site, has you with 7 sacks this season. So did you get 6 or did you get 7?
Nah, you know, I'm going to say I got 7, man. But, yeah, I think I finished second in the SoCon with 7 sacks. And that was a big jump for me from last year, not even being on the record. So you can see the progression that I made.
Yeah, and what do you kind of give that? I mean, more playing time. I mean, you know, did the light come on for you? I mean, what was that transition from kind of going from, you know, I think 1 sack, and then you're kind of second in the SoCon.
I think the big jump was due to just my teammates. You know, my teammates looking at me to make the big plays, and you know what I'm saying, putting their confidence in me. So that instilled. That gave me the confidence to go out there and perform like I did this year.
Definitely. And I'm curious, I mean, you know, you talk about your teammates kind of looking at you and you know, I mean, can you believe your collegiate career is kind of come and gone and, you know, now you're knocking at the doorstep of the National Football League?
Yeah, I can believe it, man. I've been here 5 years. I redshirted, and I didn't play too much football in high school. I just played my senior year in high school and got a scholarship to Stanford. And it's treated me well these 5 years. That's flown by, and I'm ready for the big leagues now.
Definitely. And why did you kind of wait so long to kind of play high school ball? And you know, kind of take us through that process of, you know, what you're why you started kind of late and what, you know, the reasons for that.
When I came into high school, I just started growing really tall, and I was a real skinny guy, and. I didn't want to go out to football being a real skinny guy. So I waited until one of my high school coaches and some of my friends talked me into playing my senior year. And I was about, let's say, 6'2", 185 at the time. And when I decided to play football my senior year in high school, I got up to about 240 and played DN. So you can see that I treated the weight room really well. So I shot up to 240 and played, and I got a scholarship to Stanford, and that's all she wrote.
Excellent. Once again, we're joined with the standout defensive end, Nick Williams from Samford. He was first team SoCon and kind enough to join us here on the College to Pro Players Platform Show. And if you missed Nick's interview in its entirety, you simply log on to College to Pro, and there you can hear it in its entirety and also find a little bit more about him. For you, I mean, going through this process, I mean, has there been anyone that's kind of been an eventual or a key piece to, you know, your success, somebody that you've kind of been able to lean on going through this process?
Yeah, my family, I've been able to lean on in this process, but my dad, I've directed everything towards my dad, and he's taking good care of me in that department. So, yeah.
Definitely, and I'm sure that probably means a lot to him, knowing that he's a key piece to some of your success and what you bring to the next level. You know, I always ask all the guys, Nick, to come on the show. I mean, if we put you out there in an NFL uniform right now, we don't know that you under the helmet and pads. Is there a certain player that you might remind us of with your style of play?
It's a guy that plays for Kansas City. He's number 94, and he has dreads. Looks just like me, but I can't think of his name right off the top. But you may know him. He's number 94. I think he plays DN and D tackle.
Tyson Jackson. I believe it's Tyson.
Yeah,
Jackson.
Yeah, Tyson Jackson.
Yeah. Yeah, I think he's an LSU kid. I think, yeah. So.
Yeah,
you probably got to. And I'm curious. I mean, the moves. I mean, you know, it's almost like you're driving to the basket. You're driving to the quarterback. I mean, how do you get there? I mean, do you have a spin move? Is it just the raw power? And how many kind of moves do you have? And that said, which one's your favorite?
I have quite a few moves, but my move is just getting on the edge. You know, using my power to get my hip past the defender's hip, and. One of my best moves is probably the dip lean and rip. I just get on the edge, and guys at this level can't control my power. So it's a one way ticket to the quarterback at that point.
Excellent. And I mean, and I know, I mean, all the guys that come on the show, especially, you know, like yourself, we talked, I know I could see it earlier, but, you know, you said, you know, this was kind of the goal to get to where you're at today. But I mean, did you think you'd have this kind of success? I mean, and when did it hit you that you kind of knew you were on, you know, on par for bigger and better things? Because, you know, you got to assume every guy that put on a uniform with you wants part of that chance to go to the next level. And for you, that opportunity looks like it's going to happen. So, I mean, when did that kind of sink in that, you know, the ability and the play was going to be there and you could kind of lean on this going forward?
Oh, man. When I was actually in Bible study one day this summer, and my teammates were coming up to me telling me that I made it a preseason All-SoCon second team, and I was thinking to myself, I was like, man, I didn't really know I had such a good season, and that was my junior season, and it kind of clicked to me, and my coaches kept coaching me up, and I had a great defensive line coach, you know, Lori Segrist, and he coached in the league for the Eagles. He coached the D line for the Philadelphia Eagles, and he took me under his wing and really showed me the ropes, and he showed me that my potential and what I could be. And I listened to every word he said, and in turn, I finished second in the SoCon with seven sacks. So it's been a blessing, man.
Nice, nice. And you know, I mean, do you got to dance after the sacks? Is there like a routine signature play or move that you have when you get done taking?
Oh man, guys joking me all the time. I do the Superman, you know. I put both my fists on my chest and rip my shirt open. So that's a go-to move for me.
And you say your teammates scorch you a little bit on that?
Yeah, man. They get on to me about that.
Excellent stuff. Once again, the standout from Sanford, Nix Williams, kind enough to join us today, talking a little football and what the next level and what his thoughts are on getting there. I mean, in terms of, NFL teams coming and seeing you, I mean, what's that like knowing that teams are coming on campus and kind of, you know, talking with you? And if you could, you know, who are some of the teams that, you know, that you've talked to that, you know, even maybe you scratch your head and saying, you know, I can't believe, you know, so-and-so is down here looking at me.
Yeah, man, it's a very exciting experience. You know, I think I've talked to like most of the NFL teams. You know, I talked to the Atlanta Falcons, I talked to the Minnesota Vikings, I talked to the St. Louis Rams, I've talked to one of the senior scouts from the Jacksonville Jaguars, and I've talked to the New York Jets. I've talked to a lot of teams, and they've given me good feedback, and, you know, there's always something you can work on, but it's been a very exciting experience for me.
Nice. And, well, I mean, what are some of the things they like, and what are some of the things that maybe they still have questions on?
Some of the things they like is just my size, my pure size, my natural size, and speed, and I move well with my weight, being that I'm 310 pounds. And some of the things that I can work on is that I could be a little more consistent and you know, a little more explosive. They like my explosiveness, but you can always work on your explosion and more, just be more consistent, you know.
And I said, Nick, I don't want to toot my own horn, but the opportunity to actually say something positive about myself on the show doesn't come along too often. But on my short bio that I wrote about you, I said teams covet his size and speed. So at least I'm on to something there, correct, Rick?
Yeah, you're on to something there.
Yeah, like I said, that opportunity doesn't happen very often, so I figured I'd kind of toot my own horn a little bit. Have you given a thought to, you know, you could be playing in Green Bay, or you could be up in Seattle, or you could be down in Miami. I mean, do you ever kind of just daydream about it? And we're not saying that, you know, this is where you want to go, but, I mean, do you daydream at all that, you know, picking up, leaving Alabama and kind of who knows where you could be in 6 months?
Yeah, I daydream all the time about it. I mean, I talk to my family about it, and they're just as calm as I am. You know, getting the chance to play in the National Football League has been a dream of mine since high school, and I think I'm in a great place to take it all in, and wherever I go, I'm going to contribute, you know.
Definitely. And I heard you mention earlier that, you know, you're in Bible study and, you know, it popped up to you. I mean, do you have a favorite Bible scripture, something you kind of lean on, something that you're kind of, you know, the kind of one you delve into when you open the book?
I'm going through the book of Job right now, actually. And I just respect the whole Job story. And I think it's a great reflection of my life. If I were to say football was taken away from me, would I still be faithful to Christ, you know, and I believe so. And I think Christ has put me in a great situation and given me a great opportunity, and I'm going to take the best of it.
Definitely, and I always like to share mine, Psalms 37:4, delight yourself in the Lord, he'll give you the desires of your heart, and obviously I think if those two things are in connection, I think the path is always good, and even if it doesn't turn out the way you want it, you still got that foundation. It's excellent stuff.
Yes,
once
sir.
Again, we're talking with the standout from Sanford, led the team with seven sacks, second in the SoCon, Nick Williams, first team SoCon as well, and he's one of these guys, a diamond in the rough, not so much, he's really on that draft radar, so he's a little bit like I said, a diamond in the rough would almost be an understatement. This kid really has it. All-star invites, have you got anything like that in the mail yet? And, you know, anything?
No, not yet. But I think I'm still on schedule as far as that goes. I mean, I'm on a couple of watch lists. I know I'm on the Senior Bowl watch list. I'm on the Texas versus Nation watch list. And I think I'm on the East-West Shrine Bowl watch list. So it's I'm just waiting on the call, you know.
Yeah, definitely. And those are the marquee all-star games to go down to. And, I mean, it's such an exciting time for at least covering, you know, the draft and whatnot. But, I mean, I can't wait to hear, you know, hopefully we follow you kind of through this process to hear the, you know, the roller coaster ride of all-star game, team visits, pro days, combine. There's so much that goes on in this event. It's just, it's kind of overwhelming. You don't have to say who if you want to. At that, you know, I'm just curious. The first time you get a phone call from an agent, I mean, what's that like knowing that somebody on the outside is like, I think this kid's good enough that I kind of want to invest my time into him. I mean, what was that like getting that first phone call?
Oh man, I was like a kid in a candy store, man. You know, it was a very, very exciting experience, man. Just knowing that someone respected your game that well and just thought you had the potential to play at the next level was exciting to me. So it was very exciting.
Definitely. Well, Nick, we appreciate you coming on. Before we wrap things up, the people who are familiar with the show know we always like to have fun with you guys. I call it sweeping the corners with a couple off-the-wall questions. You ready to take a shot with some of those?
Oh, yeah, I got it, man.
All right. Now, if you could take out any female celebrity for a bite to eat, which female celebrity are you going to take to dinner?
Oh man, I'll go with Eva Mendez.
Nice. She's definitely on the College of Pro watch list when these guys start calling in. I think Beyonce won last year, Halle Berry the year before, and I can't remember. I don't remember that far back for the previous ones, but I know she was kind of in the running. Last year was a kind of a wide open running, but we kind of keep the tally as, you know, we move forward, and then we'll give the winner.
Okay, I gotta say this. I love my girlfriend.
I love my wife. Hey, you're just taking her to dinner. That's all. I mean, yeah.
No, that's why
I make it very. It's just not a dinner date. Yeah, just dinner.
Yeah.
And are we more likely now? If you had to choose one of these two professions, are we more likely to see you on the cover of a magazine as a male model, or are we going to see you up on stage as the lead singer of a boy band?
I'm definitely gonna pick male model. I'm not too into boy bands.
Excellent. And the final question: do your teammates have a nickname for you? And if so, how'd you get it?
Not really a big nickname. Just Big Nick, from being big, 10 pounds. So that's it.
Well, you know what, Nick, that question is probably the biggest hit-or-miss question I ask of all the guys. Sometimes you get stories that some of them you can't even share on the air. They get so tedious. But other times, you know what, they're good to go. So, hey, man, God bless you. I can't wait to follow you through this process, and we really appreciate you taking some time today. Join us here on the Players Platform Show. And again, all the best to you. And I said, again, thank you. And like I said, look forward to seeing you down the road at one of these All-Star games and hopefully at the Combine and Pro Days and et cetera, et cetera.
Yes, sir. Thanks for having me.
No problem at all. Once again, that is the standout, Nick Williams from Samford. And like I said, super talented kid. And I'm so appreciative of him for take the time and join us on the show. This guy, I'm telling you, he is the total package. And like you said, he's that big athletic. He almost reminds you of a Justin Tuck, a Pierre Paul type defensive end. He's not that lethargic, big, lumpy looking guy. This guy's an athletic kid that can really get after it. And like I said, his athleticism, I think, is his calling card, because he can definitely bring it. And he has a little bit of that offensive lineman in him. I think if a team was in a pinch, they could possibly throw him off, you know, get a little O-line action in. But his path towards the draft is definitely from the D-line side. But I just kind of wanted to throw that out there. That wouldn't be out of the question. I'm your show host, Bo Marchand. Appreciate you taking some time. And you just listened to the College to Pro Players Platform Show with the standout from Samford, Nick Williams.
This has been a College2Pro.com exclusive.